Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry's got a list of free agents that could interest the Pirates, and we've already said they have a hole at short or third. They have a hole in left field. They have a hole at DH. So what do you got?
Well, I did want to mention this is hilarious. Yeah, Austin Hedges, right now his market value for spot track is $884,000. So if they did want to not use Joey Bart, he's on the market. But in terms of infielders...
I'll tell you what, I hate to say this because Austin Hedges, God bless him, next year with the automatic balls and strikes, his value goes way down.
Yeah.
Because the pitch framing just isn't going to matter as much. Sorry, Harry, go ahead.
No, you're good. So Jose Iglesias, he's on the market, coming off a $3 million contract. His market value right now, $1.4
million. What position?
He's a shortstop. Once great with the Tigers and has since bounced around several teams because he is on the wrong side of 30.
He hit .229 with three homers and 36 ribs this year. Who else you got?
Paul DeJong used to be spectacular with the St. Louis Cardinals. He has since fallen off. He's bounced around a few teams. Coming off a $1 million contract right now, Spot Track has his value at $789,000.
228 with six homers and 23 ribs.
And I do just want to make sure, too, these are all guys that you're probably going to get on one-year deals.
Well, Ben Charrington hasn't given a hitter longer than a one-year deal.
Orlando Arcia, shortstop. $760,000 with the Rockies this past year. His market value is $1.6 million. So very affordable.
It is affordable because he hit .203 in 62 games.
Now, the Pirates want a power bat, right? Perhaps an outfielder?
Oh, give me a power bat.
Joey Gallo is still an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He's out there. You want your power left-handed bat?
I thought he was retiring.
He might be, but right now it says he's a free agent. I didn't see anything that...
Anybody interested in a guy who hit .161 with 10 homers and 27 RBI?
Hey, the Dodgers wanted him a couple years ago, so keep that in mind. They had him on the team. And now we want somebody. Let's say McCutcheon doesn't come back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you want a guy you can get for around his contract, a familiar face. Starling Marte is coming off of his contract with the Mets this season. And his market value is $7.7 million.
I would actually welcome that.
Yes. He actually had a decent season.
He did. And by decent season, we mean he had exactly the same wins above replacement number as Tommy Pham.
Mm.
But he hit .270 with a 7.45 OPS. He was better. He's still, I think, a pretty good defender, and he's got a strong arm. Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
On the wrong side of 30, though, too.
Hey, I mean, listen, if Andrew McCutcheon's walking out the door and you're trying to pull up the nostalgia heartstrings, let's go for a good old Starling Marte. What's Gregory Polanco up to?
Right.
I think he's
in Japan.
He's in an international league, yeah.
I think he was playing in Japan. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he signed with a major league team.
Can I ask you a question that I think is an important one?
Okay.
Are there any good free agents available?
Well, there are. I mean, so you got Rhys Hoskins is coming off. Oh, he's got a mutual option with the Brewers. Let's see. Pete Alonso is an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Montgomery, a pitcher, unrestricted free agent. JT Realmuto, unrestricted free agent. Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's plenty. There's plenty.
Speaking of Schwarber.
Michael Conforto, Kyle Tucker, outfielders.
Did you guys see what the Phillies did? They had an intra-squad scrimmage.
What is going on?
I know. I kept seeing the highlights. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right.
They got 31,000 people at their scrimmage. God, I wish the Pirates were good.
Well, those are my picks. Those are the ones in the Pirates.
Josh Bell, free agent?
I thought I saw him on there.
Oh, good.
But
good.
He's over $10 million per year, so I don't think the Pirates would want to afford that.
Oh, that's a DH?
Yeah, I'm just looking at,
We're going nostalgia. I mean, you're going to lose Kutch.
Right.
Right, but we got to talk about the cost, too. Starling Marte, way more cost-efficient than Josh Bell right now on the market per spot track. But I was just looking at what contract are they coming off of, what is their market value going into the season, what's their estimated value at, and those six players are affordable to the Pirates and would make sense.
Josh Bell would have been the best player on the team this year.
No
775
doubt.
OPS, he had 22 bombs.
So that's my list just based on Pirates tendencies before and market values, yes.
Why does every Pirates conversation end with me going, That was a bit during the summer, and I just did it unironically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.